on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM and the weekend wind up. Should we do this?
We'll be right back. lotto and lost it. Got options like my clout. I stick when I'm off it. I don't double back. Might wear it once, then I'm done with it. I'm the full package, thick and tatted. All your baggage better have Delta tag. How you bad to bad is treated like a savage. I could do you nasty, but I'm moving past these pretty thighs, pretty brown eyes. Don't belong to you no more. I just called to tell you that I'm cool without you and I'm doing fine on my own. By the time you get this voicemail, you'll be blocked, so don't bother. One thing about me, I'ma drop them quicker than bad service. Next caller, boy, I'm cool.
Still got a second or two.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon. How are you this fine Saturday? Hope you're well. Cracking show for you today. We're paying tribute to Pride today. We've got some classic Pride-related songs. Nobody needs to have a meltdown, it's just music, that's all it is. Just to say, keep doing and being you. So any messages? If anyone's on Pride today, my daughter is at the moment. She's on the march today, I couldn't be more proud myself. Get in touch, email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. And I got a special guest today as well, really excited after one today. The movie Mulls will be in. Four chaps who do a weekly podcast reviewing movies. It's very funny. I listen in every week and I love it. Hope you will too. They'll be in the studio today. And I'm hoping I might put them on the spot and do a quick little movie review spontaneously. But get in touch, as I said, you can email me. Got any requests, shout-outs, all the usual features today. Got a disco-related cover from another, which is truly dreadful. And take five and all the business, you know. Anyway, coming up this next track, as we said, we're celebrating Pride. This is a bit of a mega mix and we rather like this. So if you fancy a dance around with the windows open, why not?
fed up with expensive phone repairs? So are we. The Repair Box will fix all your problems at honest, sensible rates. Based in Ramsden Heath, we offer a pick-up and drop-off service within a five-mile radius of Billericay. Or just bring your phone in and we'll sort it out. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or call on 01277 595 889. The Repair Box. We just fix phones.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. How's your Saturday going? I hope you're well. Now, how's your week been? I don't know about you, but this week, last weekend, I made a decision when I thought I was going to concentrate more on just slowing down and just a little bit and just not concentrating so much on other people, things like that. Well, that didn't work this week. It's been busy as usual. And it just seems everyone's manic at the moment, aren't they? Running around doing stuff. It's like you just want to slow down. Don't know about you, but I hope you're managing to get some time for yourself and just take a moment out. And if you haven't, then today's the perfect opportunity. I've got some great music for you, as I said. So pour yourself a drink and sit down and have a relax and have a listen. But get in touch and let me know what you've been up to on the usual social media channels. Email radio at phoenixfm.com. It'd be great to hear from you. And any questions for my guests today, the movie moles, when they come in, do send them in. Really looking forward to seeing them. I'll be playing today's cover from another in the next 15 minutes. We're moving things around a little bit today because the guests are coming in. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Now, this next track, this is the brand new single from Blue. They have come back, re-recorded a new album, and I have to say, I'm slightly obsessed with this. Loving this track. This is Haven't Found You Yet.
Pictures and silhouettes of somebody, you that somebody. Guilty pleasures got me obsessed like nobody. Don't make it easy.
Yeah, I might be overreaching. Maybe you're with someone else. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. And I just can't help myself. I have picked up on your scent. There's no more denying. Denying.
I will dream you into life like a song I can't forget. And I know that I will love you. I just haven't met you yet. Swear that I can almost taste you. Like there's something in the air. I just haven't found you. I just haven't found you. Found you yet.
Will come together as soon as I can reach the other side. Close the distance between what's real and what's down the line. Oh,
yeah, I might be overreaching. Maybe you're with someone else. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. Just can't help myself, and I am picked up on your sin. There's no more denying. Denying.
I will dream you into life like a song I can't forget. And I know that I will love you. I just haven't met you yet. Swear that I can almost taste you. Like there's something in the air. I just haven't found you. I just haven't found you. Found you yet.
Song I can't forget, and I know that I
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, okay, I got your first travel update of the day today, and the roads are looking quite busy as expected on this lovely sunny day. So on the Ongar Road heading towards Wilson's Corner, that's quite congested at the moment. It does look like there's a broken down vehicle somewhere or an accident along that road. Haven't got details of what it is yet, but be mindful of that. Brentwood High Street is exceptionally busy today as well. As you leave the Brook Street roundabout heading towards the Nag's Head, that's quite congested at the moment, as is the junction of Maskells Lane and the B186. All main roads are looking okay at the moment, but that could change, so I'll keep you updated. Now, public transport. As you know, London today is Pride, so it's going to be very, very busy. Services on the Greater Anglia Network are showing okay. I've not got a report at the moment on C2C, so I can't confirm if they're running okay. So I suggest you check with the local travel provider for that direct, and I'll hopefully have an update for you in the next half an hour. On the London Underground, there are delays on the Jubilee line, the Waterloo line, and the Bakerloo line as well. Other services running okay, including the Docklands Light Railway. I will keep you posted in the next hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Continuing Pride theme. This is Kylie.
Turn into, don't worry, 'cause tonight I got you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Okay, so now it's time for today's cover from another, as I said, a bit earlier today, but we've got guests coming in, so I'm moving things around to keep you on your toes. Now, today's choice, it's different, and I hope you like it. So I've picked a 70s classic, which, surprisingly, I was told people didn't know it was a cover, but it is. It was original in 1974, and it's a big disco anthem, and it has been covered by... Well, one of Essex's finest, shall we say. Do let me know which version you prefer. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. And I'll be interested to see which way this one goes.
In my mind, there's a face. On my lips, there's a name. In my life, there's no place for the man that I love. 'Cause I'm living my life just to sing and be free. From LA to New York, from New York to LA. We'll be right back.
we go. So today's cover from another. We had From New York to LA, the original from Patsy Gallant way back in 1974, from the Studio 54 album, and then the cover version, Miss Denise Van Outen, who I've been tracking down this week doing some research, has done a covers album of disco classics, which is due out later in the year. Yeah, go figure. Anyway, which one do you like? Now, for me, there's not much difference between them, really. They're very, very similar. The Denise Van Outen version I played today is actually, it's one, you know, the producer's Seventh Heaven. I often play their remixes. That's their remix of her track. So it's made it a little bit more dancey than what it is. But hers is still very, very similar to the original. Do let me know which version you prefer. Radio@phoenixfm.com is email, or on social media. And yeah, I have a feeling the original is going to swing today. But you never know, I've been proved wrong before. Now I'm going to play this next track. And this next track, I haven't played this for a while. And if you look at this next track on YouTube, this is Mr. Jordan Gray. You might see some familiar people in this video, me being one of them.
Do you remember when our love went gold, top 10? But your heart was a one-hit wonder. Now you've gone cold again. You treated me like the record inside your player. See? You scratched me off and left me skipping carelessly. You play me over and over and over, filled up the grooves in my skin. You spun me round and put your needle in. And break me into the charts. Cause I'm a best-selling single. Now it's time you release me so I can go. Gold, silver, and vinyl. Gold, silver, and vinyl. We're talking platinum rings, platinum discs, platinum teeth, platinum wrists, platinum seats. Looking at this, look at that time, class dismissed. Gold, silver, and vinyl. Think you're the boss at this table? Treat your life like a label. I was just another singer, too unstable, unable to give your hits like you needed me to. Back then I pleaded with you, don't put me on shuffle, cause I've been hustling and hustling. You play me off.
Looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one?
At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
It's time attitudes changed towards Essex, towards Jesus. Love Essex is an exciting free festival featuring dynamic speakers, live music and creative arts that will change the way you think about our county and the Christian faith. Don't miss it. Sun Corner, Billericay, Saturday, 9th of July. For more details, visit love-essex.com. Love Essex. Redefining Essex. Rediscovering Jesus.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Motivation.
Can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
Can have the stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love. We go up and down, lost and found.
Everybody,
you won't break my.
imagine you'll be hearing a lot of this in Pride today. That's Beyonce, of course, Break My Soul, the brand new single. I saw the artwork for the new album this week. It looks stunning. Did you see it? She looks good. I'm really looking forward to that new album. So thanks everyone who's got in touch so far about today's cover of another As I Thought. The original walked it. My favourite comment in is from Adam to say, what hell is this? Regarding the cover version. Not quite that bad, but yeah, we're getting there. But yeah, so universal support for the original. So we've had Sarah, we've had Lucy, we've had Hannah. Who else have we got? Let's have a look. We've had Jeff and we've had Don as well to say they really like it. Donna's messaging saying, I do quite like the cover version. It's not as bad as people are saying. The thing is, it's like I said, it's very similar to the original, isn't it? It's not, you know, it's not exactly broke the mould. But get in touch. You might have a different opinion. Let me know what you think. Radio@phoenixfm.com. And yeah, it's a good choice. I also want to give a shout out to Adam as well. Friend of the show. Adam sent in a cover version this week, and I did message him to say I would be playing it as today's cover for another. But then a couple of days ago, I was looking through, and then last night I messaged him and said I'm still going to be playing it, and I realised I wasn't. So Adam, your choice. I will be playing for you later on today. Don't worry about it. Adam has picked a brilliant cover version of an Adele song, which is just glorious, and I'm going to be playing it for you in the next half an hour. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, this is for Dan, who messaged in and said, could I play a bit of 80s, 90s funk?
Jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is bumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. And you find out if you do that.
There we go, Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools. Now, we head out towards the news. Before we get to the news, though, I want to play today's Danny's Choice. Danny has picked a cracker for today. Now, I'm going to be honest, I didn't really know this song, and I'm ashamed to say, but I've been listening to it since he sent in a request this week, and like it a lot, I do. And let me know what you think. So, Dan, thanks very much for today. Really appreciate it. Great choice. This is The Editors and Smoking Outside Hospital Doors.
As you can through this field of trees. Smashed on the floor. I can't believe you. If I can't hear you, I can't believe you. If I can't hear you,
the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, a group representing the family of one of two British men who've reportedly been charged with being mercenaries in Ukraine says he's very confused. Dylan Healy had been working as an aid worker for the Presidium Network when he was seized alongside military volunteer Andrew Hill. Dominic Byrne is from the organisation.
What we just hope is that the organisations like the British Red Cross and British government make sure that they are safe and are well looked after, while hopefully we'll get their release quite soon.
Officials in the Sumy region of northeastern Ukraine say hundreds of missiles have been fired there. Meanwhile, authorities in the Luhansk province say Russian troops are pounding the city of Lysychansk. Heathrow says cutting its schedule this summer will be good news for passengers, as it'll allow airlines to rearrange timetables to avoid late cancellations. Staff shortages have contributed to disruption in recent months. British Airways has welcomed the plan. Crowds in their thousands are out in London for the 50th anniversary of the UK's first ever Pride Parade. More than a million are expected across today's events. Julian was at the first march in 1972.
This is about continually saying, we're here, we're not going away, we have issues, and they have to be looked at and dealt with. But it's also about a celebration of we've decided to live our lives with the light on and talk about these issues rather than with the light off in the closet.
Scotland and Rangers goalkeeping legend Andy Gorham has died at the age of 58. He'd been battling cancer. Gorham's the only Scottish sports person to play at the highest level in both football and cricket. Katie Bolter's run at Wimbledon is over after a heavy defeat to Harmony Tan of France in the third round. Her boyfriend, Australia's Alex de Minaur, stands in the way of Liam Brody advancing. That match is just about to start. And the covers are on at Edgbaston, where England are 16-1 at lunch against India on day two of the fifth test. India posted 416 in their first innings. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A sunny remainder of the afternoon is going to be dry, largely sunny, but it's going to become breezy and somewhat cloudier from the west in the afternoon. Feeling still warm in the sunshine, but potential rain clouds coming in around tea time. Average temperature of 20 degrees, and tonight's going to be dry and largely clear overnight. Light winds, there might be some rain around dawn time, average temperature of 10 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be sunny spells again, scattered showers locally heavy during the afternoon. It may dry up around tea time with the potential for some thunderstorms early evening. 21 degrees tomorrow. So all in all, not looking too bad, and we'll keep you updated on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So welcome to the second hour of the weekend wind up. I'm just about to let my guests into the studio. They'll be with you on air just after 10 past one. Movie Moles. This is David Bowie.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Let's dance
to the song playing on the radio.
Let's
wait while color lights up your face.
Hide, we'll hide.
There we go, Def Leppard there with Animal. And I'd like to welcome my guests, the Movie Moles, into the studio. But before we go into conversation, I thought I would play a clip of the guys in action talking recently about a particular film genre, which this did make me laugh. They're talking about kind of the difference between the two kind of movies. And just a short clip, and this will set the tone for today's interview.
Obviously, we've talked about Scream quite a bit, so let's go back to 96, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you think that the beginning of that, it's one of the best beginnings, I think,
in horror,
possibly just film, but do you think it's such a strong beginning that where all the other films kind of say, well, we need to recreate that at the start, that
it's something.
Yes, well, not that one, but all the others to try and keep up with that.
Yeah, and I don't think they've ever, it's not going to be controversial to say, they've never bettered it.
No.
And one of the reasons why I didn't have such a problem with the new one is they just tried to do their own version of that without trying to one-up it. I felt like Scream 3 and Scream 4 were like, how can we one-up that opening by pulling the rug out from under you three, four times?
Yeah.
Whereas this one just did, let's do an opening like the first one again. And I'll just do it properly, and whether you judge that as a good attempt or not, but that's clearly what they were attempting to do. They were saying, right, let's pull it back to basics.
Mm. I mean, I definitely think Scream 1, the opening to Scream 1, is incredible. And you can watch that and go, this is actually, like, I think we've spoken about this before, Jade, like, it's terrifying.
Mm.
The rest of the movie is not.
No, but you're still terrified because of it.
Because of that opening scene, you are constantly anticipating another, I'm definitely going to be petrified.
Mm.
And it doesn't arrive. That doesn't actually happen. Neil looks poised.
No, I was going to wait for you to finish. Do you think for Scream 1, though, the reason it was so big and so momentous is because the star of the film, essentially,
there we go. So that's the guys, anyway, from Movie Moles, talking about Scream, and we were just having that conversation in here at the moment. So I'd like to introduce the guys. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you for
having
us.
How are you all? So let's just introduce yourselves, starting with Justin in front of me.
Hello, I'm Justin.
Kind of gave it away there slightly, didn't I? Yeah.
And then my name is Richard.
And I'm Darren.
And the other mole that we do have normally is Neil, who unfortunately is COVID-ed up, so he's not with
us.
Yeah,
so sending wishes to Neil. Neil was due in the studio today, so I hope you're feeling better, sir. So, tell us about the Movie Moles. I've obviously introduced it. Is it a weekly podcast, yeah? Weekly podcast where you just sit around and talk about movies, and there is a lot to talk about. So, how did the idea start? How's it built up? How's it going?
It's all Justin's fault. He definitely sort of came up with the idea that doing a podcast and chatting about movies would be great.
Well,
so
all of
Justin
us
will say more.
All of us are actors ourselves. We perform together regularly, and often before a rehearsal, we'll be there probably half hour before. We might have a coffee, but we definitely end up chatting, and invariably those conversations will be movie based. And it just seemed like a logical step for us all to go, hey, you know. We've
got all these opinions. Wouldn't it be lovely to share those opinions with the world?
Well, it's not just opinions. I mean, I don't know about Rich, but certainly from my point, when I hear Darren and Neil talk about their knowledge of films and directors that I've never heard of, I'm sitting there thinking, well, this is an education for me. So you think surely other people as well. And every now and then I might mention a film that was made 100 years ago that no one's heard of and is quite current for me, but I think everybody has that bit of knowledge that's quite nice to share as well.
Can I go in quite hard with a question? Because I was thinking about what to ask you guys, and everyone has kind of their favourite films, and I'm going to ask you to name one of your favourite films. It doesn't have to be the favourite, one of the favourite, but I would also like to throw in, what film do you think gets universal acclaim that isn't actually that good? And I'm going to throw this in there. For me, it's Back to the Future.
Shocking. It's all right. I agree with you. They really didn't like me for saying it.
I just don't get it. It's all right. It's not a bad film. but I don't get it, and it's not aged well. And I saw the musical recently, and I like the musical, and they changed bits in the musical from the original film. I don't know if you've seen it, but they did tweak the storyline a little bit. I've never got it, never.
I said pretty much the same thing recently, and I was worried that I wouldn't be
marched out the building. Yeah.
There was the sharpest intake of breath at this, but I totally agree. I just don't think it's a great movie.
It's not.
It's all right.
No.
See, I do think it's a good film.
But why?
Me and Richard Prattle have had this conversation more than the other moles, but for me, if a film makes me smile at the end of it, where I think, you know what, for that hour and a half, 2-3 hours, whatever it might be, if once I've come out there, if I feel like I've just been entertained, if I've just had a good time, then it's a good film for me. And I, the chemistry between Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, I think, is outstanding. I like the... It's a bit creepy with the mum, I'll grant you that.
Yeah, but I think one of the things that's great about it is the fact that it's so well plotted and the script is so tight that while you're watching it for the first time, the creepiness doesn't register until maybe you're watching it a little bit later on, that you start thinking about it going, in retrospect.
But I mean, to be honest,
you're going along with it.
I mean, even to some extent, when you think, obviously, Michael J. Fox, I'm guessing he's meant to be 16, 17.
Yeah.
And obviously, Christopher Lloyd as a character is probably meant to be 60. And you could even look at it and go, why is this old man hanging around with this young boy? But you don't. You just, there's just this wonderful friendship throughout the film, and yeah, and I just think it's a good fun film. Even now when I watch it, it still makes me smile.
Have you seen turn off on the tangent. Have you seen the series on Netflix about the movies that made us?
Yeah.
The one about Back to the Future, they say they got the footage of, was it Eric Stoltz who was the original?
That's
right. Yeah. And it does make it just feel completely different, even from that little bit of footage they've got.
Yeah, it shows what a difference casting makes, because I'm not saying that Eric Stoltz is in any way a bad actor, but there is something about Michael J. Fox at that time, particularly the charm that he's got and that charisma that really comes across.
Eric Stoltz
screen.
Doesn't have a warmth about him at all.
No.
He doesn't. He's quite a serious actor, yeah, I think. Yeah. So Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I'm afraid I'm going to be, you know, glaring at you throughout the rest of the interview that you could dare.
Listen,
say
I stand firm. I'm not backing down on that.
Not only that you feel that way about the movie, but that you think the musical did a better job, because I went to see the musical. I'm afraid, and I was the sourpuss in the audience all the way through. I the people around me were adoring the musical, and I had my arms folded, baffled as to why anybody could enjoy it on stage. I'm afraid.
Yeah. No, I have to say, I saw the stage one and I wasn't keen on the stage.
I thought it was all right. I mean, it wasn't my favourite, but I thought it was okay. Mm. And I thought for what it was all right. I thought
maybe it does help that you don't like the film, where perhaps for me and Darren, where we love the film that much, you think, how could they recreate it on stage, and obviously you go, well, for us they can't, so therefore it's always going to be a poorer experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was clear in the auditorium, we were up in the gods, but it was clear in the auditorium down below there were some real diehard fans there, because you could hear them getting the references and laughing at the right points, and also tutting a bits that were changed as well.
Yeah,
you could hear that and it was like you picked up that vibe. But I liked it. So if we're talking about movies and stuff, do you think there are movies, and again, I'm going to throw a film in here, there are movies that have kind of slipped under the radar that deserve more praise and more recognition? And I've got a real favourite movie of mine, and I big it up all the time and I watch it all the time, and that's a film called Copycat with Sigourney Weaver.
I like Copycat.
Yeah. And it from memory, I don't think it got much traction when it was out. I think it just kind of sailed past.
Yeah.
And as a drama, as a thriller, I found it brilliant.
Yeah.
I think there's quite a few examples of movies. Certainly, we've talked about various movies where you think this is great. I don't know why people haven't heard of this. I think obviously the streaming services being what they are and being able to produce movies so rapidly, I think so many more movies are coming out and just flying under the radar. There's one we were talking about just the other day. Joe Bell, Mark Wahlberg's in it. It's an Amazon Prime movie. Really enjoyed it, really great movie, but nobody had heard of it in our moulds.
Do you think those TV shows will kill movies off eventually? Like the event TV, because they are TV shows now are such big things, aren't they? Some of these big specials, they are like movies. If you're looking at Disney Plus, for example, you've got Obi-Wan and all of those sort of things. They are like movies, and I'm just wondering.
I think cinema probably has been like this anyway, but often it's the spectacular ones that people go and see. If there's a new Star Wars film, it's a Mission Impossible, probably Indiana Jones, the Marvel films, where people will still say, oh, but you should watch it at the cinema.
Yeah.
But then you get the other films, maybe like Lady Bird, which Darren absolutely adores. But those other films where you think, well, it's not so expensive. Now, some of the cinemas is a fiver a ticket, but it is still expensive to go to the cinema. And you think, well, if it doesn't require that spectacle of the screen, I'll wait for streaming. I'll wait till it's on TV, you know.
Talking of which, Jurassic Park, the recent one, we were just talking about it off air.
Yeah.
I could have waited for that one for the TV.
I could have waited for the not to made it, yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing with that, I mean, I go to the cinema a lot, so I always wonder about the thing, is it a film that you should see in the cinema? And a lot of that talk tends to be about, well, if it's got the big special effects, if it's one of those things where, oh, you really need to see it on the biggest screen possible, and that will really allow you to admire some of the shots that have been achieved. But I think any film works better in the cinema because of that lack of distraction. If you're seeing a small drama, but you're on your sofa at home and the sunlight's streaming through the windows and your phone's or your tablet is next to you, or then it's very easy to go, oh, I'm just going to pause this and go and make a cup of tea, or I'm just going to answer this email, and it pulls you out of the film. Whereas when you're in that cinema,
yeah,
and it's dark and you don't have those distractions, then I'm completely tuned into the performance. And Jay really has something to say, but I feel
Justin's
like
really desperate to say something. His hands up in the air.
This, yeah. I'm just going to keep going. No.
I just think that if you was watching something and you got distracted by your phone, then maybe the film isn't doing its job. I don't necessarily think it's where you watch a film. I think if the film is engaging enough, then surely you shouldn't be distracted by your phone being next to you.
I'm gonna play Switzerland here.
That's why you're sat between us.
So I think in many ways you're absolutely right. A movie should be that good that you are.
No, stop there. He just said I'm absolutely right. That's fine.
Let's leave it there. Yeah.
But in the same breath, as soon as I walk into that cinema, naturally I will put my phone on silent. If it's starting to buzz, I'm not looking at that phone because I'm in the cinema.
Yeah, but then in the cinema you still get people who rattle too loudly with their sweets, which can be off-putting.
Yes,
when we saw, it didn't make any enjoyment difference to Jurassic Park when I watched it, but I think about four times one of the people who worked, they decided they were going to walk up the stairs, and I, you know, obviously they catch your eye every time they did it. Quite frankly, it was a relief to what was going on the screen. But there's distractions that go on within the cinema.
But it's true with the movies, because I know that I think I go to cinema all the time with my mate, and he's listening at the moment, I think. And it's always an ongoing joke because I have to go to the bathroom all the time. It's ridiculous as you're getting older. And I'm like, if you have a drink beforehand, I'm sitting there going, oh, God, I've got to hold it. And literally that 2-minute break, you lose your thread of the film. When you get back in, you've either missed a good bit or you've kind of just lost the concentration of that you'd built throughout the thing. So we're talking about films about... could you name a perfect film?
I'm often accused of being too optimistic and high-scoring on films, so many films are perfect films for me. I end up handing out 5 stars quite regularly to the films that we discuss.
Like Jurassic Park, we just talked about.
that was a rare exception where the guys were like, wow, even Darren has only scored this as a 1.5. Yeah. It must be bad if he feels that way about it. For me, one of the absolute perfect movies of all time is Before Sunset, and I'll go Before Sunrise as well, the first two films in the Before series by Richard Linklater with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy.
Okay,
the first one with them walking around Vienna, the second one with them around the streets of Paris. I just think the acting, the writing, the directing in those films makes them 5-star, no question for me.
For me, two films that come to mind will be Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino, Chris O'Donnell. Love that film.
That's an unusual choice. Yeah. I've seen that for a long time, yeah.
I think the relationship between the two actors and the two characters I found really
sort of moving, and I found their relationship as it sort of developed and how they both needed one another was incredible. So that's right up there. And my other one, much to Jay's distaste, would be A Few Good Men. I think it's fantastic script, fantastic performances, and a really, really good story. Well told. Jay does not agree, but he's wrong.
For me, I'd put Jojo Rabbit. I find it very difficult to think of anything that's wrong with that. And the other one that I would always give 5 out of 5 to, despite the fact there are problems with it, would be Jaws. And those little problems are just purely when someone's had their leg bitten off, there's suddenly they got a shoe on it where they didn't have it on the boat, and dates and stuff. But overall, for that type of film, I think it's as perfect as it can be with a few...
What do you think of Jaws 3?
Jaws 3.
I remember going to the cinema to see Jaws 3 because it was in 3D, and you had those really rubbish cardboard glasses.
Are those the one that one was blue and
one was red? And I remember seeing it. I wasn't old enough at the time, but I managed to get into the cinema, and it was in Romford, and the cinema's not even there now. And we had these cardboard glasses on, and when the shot blew up at the end, spoiler, and when it blew up at the end
again,
and all the bits flew out of the screen, it was like, oh my god, this is the most amazing thing.
I quite like Jaws 2.
Jaws 2 is very good.
I think as a sequel goes, Darren, I think you're less keen on Jaws 2.
Less keen, but
I do think it's a good film. And then, obviously Jaws 3 and Jaws the Revenge, which is just...
Michael Caine, just amazing. It's just the best.
Well, to be fair, Michael Caine's worth watching. I mean, he's pretty much worth watching in anything, but if you just cut his sections out of the film, you'd probably be all right. As in, if those are the only sections you watched in the film.
Yeah. I think that there was a rumour going around they're going to try and reboot and do another Jaws.
Or remake it, they keep talking about.
And I just think you're hiding to nothing, surely. They could never repeat the original.
They're not going to capture the charm of the original again.
Of course not.
They'll have to go fully CGI for the shark. And I know they had a lot of problems with the shark on the original. And there are still some fairly shonky elements when it comes to when we see the shark. But what that led to in terms of the pacing, in terms of the keeping the shark hidden for so long, you're never going to recapture those elements of it. Instead, you'll just be rolling your eyes at the CGI, which will age out within a very short period of time, I'd imagine.
And obviously trying to recreate those three leads, Roy Scheider, Dreyfuss and Robert Shaw, you think you're just not going to get that chemistry. And for a film that was filmed in 74, I believe, then released in 75, so... You think it still feels current?
Yeah,
it's incredible.
I think if they tried to remake Jaws, I think it would be exactly what you saw when you went to the theatre to see Back to the Future. There would just be a lot of tutting because people would be like, "This isn't what you didn't need to do that."
Exactly. Right, we're just going to go to the travel. We'll be back straight after.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, your latest travel update for you. The roads are looking quite congested at the moment. We've got problems on the Ongar Road heading to the A128 around Wilson's Corner, so avoid the area if you can. It looks like there is a broken down vehicle which is causing some issues. Now, on the B186 around the Brentwood Station area, there's also congestion there. There was a broken down vehicle there as well. It's now been moved, but the traffic is still built up and being shifted as we speak. A127 south inbound, that's quite congested at the moment, obviously heading down towards the coast, so avoid that. And the bridge over into Kent from Lakeside Thurrock Shopping Centre is congested as well. Greater Anglia Network working okay today. C2C line operating okay as well. There are delays on the Bakerloo line, Circle line, District line and Jubilee, so those heading to London for the Pride Festival, just be mindful of that. And Docklands Light Railway showing us having some minor delays as well. I'll keep you updated on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
So, welcome back. Now, I thought it would be nice. I've asked the guys, well, they suggested as well, actually, if we could do a bit of a spontaneous... Do you call them improvisations? Chats? What do you call them?
Ramblings.
Welcome to my show. And we thought it would be good. So How do you want to do this? Have you got a particular... do you want a genre or do you want a theme? Or are you going to talk about a particular film or...
So the way we normally do it is there'll be a host, so I'm quite happy to be the host, and we pick a theme. So if you like, I can just launch and...
Absolutely, off you go.
So welcome to this week's Movie Mole. We're going to call it a mini mole, but as you know, our mini moles tend to rant on for longer, so this is going to be a mini mole. With me, I am joined by my fellow moles.
Hello, I'm Justin.
Hello, I'm Darren.
Neil is not with us today, so instead we have...
It's me. It's Spencer.
Welcome, Spencer. First guest on the show, other than the kids' reviews. Today's topic, we are going to be looking at movies where there is a DJ and the best DJs in movies. We felt it was appropriate for...
Well, talking to which.
You're just waiting for your life story to be put on screen. If there's any screenwriters out there...
Listen, that's a film nobody wants to see, trust me. Yeah.
So, DJs in movies. When we first thought about this, I sort of leapt up all excited because I was like, I've got it. And I leapt in with The Boat That Rocked. Justin then followed up with...
Good Morning Vietnam, which, let's be fair, it is the greatest DJ performance.
Yeah, I feel like we've started with the top.
You've started high, haven't you? Yeah.
So, well, we'll come back around then.
No, we've broached the subject now, and I think, Adrian Cronauer, as played by Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam, just, in my opinion, great film, great actor, and the match of actor to character. I mean, you could argue, has it ever been a better combination of the two? Because he really draws on his stand-up comedian persona, yet somehow funnels that in to the character brilliantly. Yeah.
So we've just been asked about a perfect movie when each of us thought of Good Morning Vietnam. All of us smiled, nodded and were happy. Does this fall into that camp?
No.
Tell us more.
Our listeners will all know that Jay is always going to be the one that falls into the negative side, so I'm curious where this is going, Jay.
I think it's near to perfect, I do. There's a line in it that irritates me.
One line?
Yeah, and that is enough
for it to drop from a 5 to a 2.5. Yeah.
No, I think it is a superb film. It's the bit when he's chased... I can't think of the Vietnamese boy's name, but the one who obviously has been helping him throughout the film. And when he chases after him and they have their talk about the fact that you're the enemy, you shouldn't be here. And then when he disappears, he shouts that this will not look good on a resume. And it's a gag. And I hate the fact that they put this gag in right at the end of that point where, you know, it should be this moment where you go, no, you're right, the war was wrong, but you put a gag in there. It's not a funny gag. I don't like it. It spoils the scene for me, so I knock it down to a 1.
Obviously not, but it is. But it's a phenomenal film.
I completely agree. Another one I'll throw in there, where a much smaller role, but Samuel L. Jackson in Do the Right Thing. As Mr. Senor Love Daddy. And Spencer, if you've ever thought about having a different online DJ name.
What do you mean if?
Mr. Senor Love Daddy, is this...
It's been said before, mainly by myself.
So have you, Spencer, have you got a film that you would put in there as a great DJ?
I really, really like... It's a 70s film, and it's Clint Eastwood, Play Misty for me. Mm-hmm. I think that has got something about it that's just... It's got a charm about it, and it's quite a... It's not a fast-moving film at all, but it's just got a charm about it that when I first watched it, it stuck with me, and I really like it, and I think it's a great film. I think your default film is obviously Good Morning Vietnam. Of course it is. I think it's for that. And I think that... Play Misty for me. It's just the one, I think.
See, this is where, as a group, it's quite nice because Darren and Richard haven't seen it, but I have, and it's mainly because for some reason I got to about 75 and then I just stopped watching films, apparently.
Despite the fact you weren't born in 75.
Ahead of my time. But yeah, I think I'm right saying it was Clint Eastwood's directorial debut.
It was, yeah, yeah.
And it's obviously it's a thriller. I'm trying to think. It's not quite a murder mystery, I think.
No,
is it?
It's not a murder. And this is the thing where I said it's not overly fast paced. So there's no great death scenes. There's no great. It's just it builds and it's kind of the relationship with the DJ and the way it kind of builds. So the film is really powerful.
Have you seen a film called Enduring Love?
No.
Oh, it's great, based on the Ian McKew novel.
Superb film.
The Hot Air Balloon.
Who's in that?
Daniel Craig.
Reese Evans. And is it Emily Mortimer?
I'm not going to commit to an answer to that question without looking it up first.
But it play Misty for me has that similar element where you've got this one person who's completely transfixed by someone and, you know, the fan who just won't go away, and obviously that's what Play Misty for me is predominantly about, isn't it?
Absolutely. But we did have a couple of comments come in. Quincy's messaged in. I've asked him to elaborate. Actually, I went back on. But Back to the Future is the perfect movie.
Agreed.
He said Kevin and Perry go large.
What is it?
They're DJs in that, aren't they?
They like it.
Yeah. But he said, for me, the ingredients for a movie is what the main character wants, desired, needs. The plot is the furthest away from them achieving it at the midpoint. Then the final act shows a remarkable resolve to the plot. Bear with me. And the subplot of getting him back home and then sort his mum and dad... Oh, Back to the Future we're talking about, sorry. Getting his mum and dad it is as engaging as the main plot line.
Yeah?
Yeah, lots of nodding heads around here.
Apart from Richard.
From me and Jay, at least.
I think it's just too obvious, isn't it? Like,
see, I'm with you. Yeah.
There was at no point was I thinking, oh, he might not make it back.
But he starts disappearing. And he can't play the guitar.
But I couldn't care less about his mum and dad.
No. Whilst we always value our listeners' views and opinions, this time it's wrong.
Don't listen to him. He's out.
So, I know we're talking about, obviously, DJs, but if we were talking about, I know, and again, we've said about your favourite films and everything, do you think that there's any film out there that if it was to be remade, they could not remake it?
It's a great question. That is a fantastic question.
See, I've got one. And for me, my ultimate favourite film of all time, and it shows my age, is The Breakfast Club. That is my ultimate favourite film.
Yeah, Breakfast Club's good. I don't know whether if it was remade, whether it would ruin anything.
I wonder with a film like that, whether if you remade it now and you were setting it in contemporary times, it would just fundamentally change the movie. It's something about that film that speaks to the time in which it was made.
Exactly. It's the association with that time, the way it felt and the way you felt for me, and that's the difference. Yeah.
Although I think if someone did make it now, with everything that's going on with Stranger Things and there's a massive 80s revival, they'd probably just set it in the 80s. Yeah. In which case, then you might as well just keep with the original.
You might as well just rewatch it.
Yeah.
That message coming to our Perfect Films, Kroll.
Oh, okay, blimey. Yeah, I haven't seen
that. That's a gap in my filmography, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, I have seen it. I don't know about a perfect movie.
Tell us more, Jay, because I don't think I've ever...
It's kind of like a medieval but futuristic film, I believe. And I think it's been a while since I've seen it. And I thought the chat might well message, but I've got a feeling there's a princess that's been kidnapped and Bernard Breslau might be in as a Cyclops or something like that. I could be confusing two films
Bernard here. Bernard Breslau? Oh, wow.
This person may well know more than I, but I feel like Bernard Breslau's in it.
Yeah. And this is why we bring Jay, because he is our font of wisdom for...
Well, I could be completely wrong, but it's a film that was always on the Sci-Fi Channel for almost, it felt like, every single day.
It's like a Channel 5 film for me. Yeah, like a Saturday afternoon Channel 5 film. And let's take that how you want, really. But
I'm looking at the poster now, and this has definitely jumped straight to the top of my watch list.
Is the guy's got a... Yeah.
I don't think it's jumped to the top of my list of what could possibly be a perfect...
Bernard Breslau, isn't it?
See?
Yes.
Yeah. If that guy...
And Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay. Okay. If that guy likes that, then he might like Hawk the Slayer, which was another one of these dreadful films that kind of... Again, with the legend that he's Bernard Breslau and an actor called John Terry.
Are we in the same sort of realms of Tremors?
No, way before that. Way before Tremors.
And they're worse than Tremors, these films, but somehow quite engaging.
He's also messaging Todd Carty was in that as well. He was Tucker in Great Jewel and Mark Fowler in EastEnders.
Might have been. I say it's been a while since I've seen Crown.
Love Hawk the Slayer. I'm bringing people together. Yeah. It's like a blind date of the radio.
Myself and my best friend, a chap called Matthew, we both love Hawk the Slayer. And the amount of times we tell people they should watch it, and we always get the sort of no, I think I'll pass. It's not a good film, but
he's gone too far now because he's just messaging and Conan and Red Sonja now that
I'm starting to get a really good picture in my head of the films that he likes.
But the first Conan film isn't too bad.
With Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second
Red Sonja's terrible.
Oh, Red Sonja is awful.
I remember watching that as a kid and loving it though.
Yeah.
I can guarantee I wouldn't watch it now and go, oh, nostalgia means I really enjoy this. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid thinking it was fantastic.
I remember, I'm pretty sure this is right, that Arnie was being interviewed recently about Red Sonja, and I think he agreed to do it, but only be on set for about 5 days. He was only meant to be a bit part. And I think when he turned up, he suddenly realised that he was there almost every day of shooting, and he often cites it as one of the worst films he ever did.
But there's a number to choose from.
Yeah.
There's a number to choose from.
The Mr. Freeze.
Oh, I love that Batman film.
Talking of controversial opinions.
No, could I just say, because I really... I don't like the way they took the last Batman for me. It was, oh my God. For me, Batman shouldn't be dark. And I know the comics are dark, so I know that's true to the origin and the way it is. But for me, Batman should be a little bit campy, a little bit fun. I love Batman and Robin. I thought George Clooney was a fantastic Batman.
I like
dreadful, but fantastic.
I like Val Kilmer as Batman.
Yes,
but Michael Keaton, I still think, is the best Batman.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to see if that footage of him, because obviously he's going to be in the new Flash film.
Yeah.
But since the arrest of...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's in the new Flash movie, if it ever comes out.
Yeah, they're talking about just scrapping the whole thing, because obviously he's been arrested, isn't he? So it's a shame, because that footage is all interlinked. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So, where can people listen to you? How often? I know you're on weekly. When are you on? Where can people find it, etc.?
So we release on a Sunday if I've got my act together. We're on pretty much all of the podcasts subscriptions, so Spotify, iTunes and things like that. We are Movie Mole, and on Instagram and on Twitter we are at Movie Mole, MULL, not the animal. And that's where people can find us, and obviously we always post our updates of where they can then listen.
Yeah, I'll make sure you're on my show pages after today with this interview as well. Just quickly, just to finish off the interview, if you could change one thing about your cinema experience, what would it be?
Noisy eaters, other people.
No, other people. If it's a film that everyone's fully engaged with, that draws you into it more. I think it would be the food subject. Smelly food as well.
Yeah, for me, it's phone screens. Nothing for me is more distracting than somebody a row ahead of me suddenly checking. And the brightness. How are screens so bright?
And the watches as well that light up now to check. Yeah.
It's just unnecessary. Very unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, for me, if they could make the cinema completely dark as well, the fire exit signs annoy me.
I think this is moving away from movie making. I think this is quite a dark insight into. Can I say, Richard just messaged in and said he really likes you guys, so he's going to check you out. So that's come on. So, and just very, very quickly, final question. So we talked about your cinema experience. What would you change about making movies? So if you were a film director or you were a producer, what would you do differently to make a movie better?
Well, phenomenal question.
Yeah.
So I think my first thought as you said that was instantly I went to sort of rom-coms. I am not a rom-com fan. I find them dull and boring because they're obvious. Anytime I find a film too obvious, it loses me. So I think what I would change is I would start making those changes. When they started killing off main characters, love that. Change
in a rom-com.
Fantastic end. What a twist. You know, there are certain relationships you go, well, that relationship wouldn't have worked. Just let it not work, because, you know, you'll set people up for real life. So I think that's what I would like to
see. There's a real darker side to you guys. There really is.
But that's, yeah, that would be my change.
I don't know. I mean, I think perhaps the reliance too heavily on computerized stuff. I think sometimes a real element can be quite nice.
Yeah. I'd agree. I think the things that have irritated me the most recently when I've seen films that I've been really hopeful about and then have let me down, it's when you hear the dialogue and it feels like it was the first draft dialogue. Like, we can't think of a really witty line here, but we know we need to put something in. This'll do for now and then we'll replace it later. And they never got round to replacing it.
It's laziness. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I think you get that with franchises. Like, it obviously happened with the Pirates franchise, where a film's come out, it's done very well, and they've gone, we need to get one out next year. You think maybe they just need to take that little bit more time, a bit more care.
I've never seen the Pirates films.
The first one's an outstanding film.
I've not seen any of them.
The first one
is definitely worth a watch. You'll enjoy it. It's good fun. Great performances, great story. It's really good fun. Really, really good fun. They do waver a little bit as they go.
I'm inclined to think that, apart from the very last one, they're all kind of worth a viewing. But if you only went with one, it would have to be Curse of the Black
Pearl. It's strange because all those kind of... Sorry, I'm sure we'll be wrapping up, but it's so easy to get talking about. But I've never seen the Matrix films. I've never seen Harry Potter. I've not seen any of those. Yeah. They've just not been...
And you're introducing this as a topic now?
Yes. No, this is huge. An opportunity for you to come back. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I am going to wrap it up there. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your time today for coming in. The interview will be on my show page over the weekend. All the links to the guys, and check them out every week on a Sunday. They will be releasing their new podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having
us.
Cheers.
Here I come. Come.
drivecast.com.
Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on Drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
If you would like to help charities in your local community, it's easy with a donation to Essex Community Foundation. We are a charity that gives funding to other local charities in Essex. We have already supported Billericay Community Garden, Homestart Brentwood, Frontline Partnership and many others. Visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk to donate and find out how together we can make your community a more caring place to live.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back. I do hope you enjoyed the interview today. It was so fascinating to have the guys in, because talking about movies is such a subjective topic, isn't it? Because everyone has their favourite movies, everyone has movies they dislike, and yeah, it was really interesting. I hope you enjoyed that. As I said, the interview will be on the show page over the weekend, so look out for that. And we are cracking through today's show, heading out towards the news now. And after the news, we will have today's Take Five, a chance to catch your breath after a crazy busy show.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
that we can find our way back to that state of mind when we first fell in love. I keep on telling myself that I need to find a way to make you see how much you mean to me. Apart, even though we're still close at heart, I may not have all the answers, but I do promise to stand by your side from now until the end of time.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, the